It's shot through with betrayal. Everywhere you look, everybody's betrayed everybody. That image, it's a reoccurring image in the play of the child being thrown up and the husband and wife and all the children standing around laughing. It's an image when they were all happy. And we worked out that they were having an affair when that happened. So the whole thing is totally shot through.
And it is, as ever in Pinter, it's amazingly ambiguous itself, this image, because it's somebody throwing up somebody else's child when they're having an affair with the mother, but also the possibility of being dropped. I mean, we don't, it's there on the poster. You can't assume as a child if someone throws you in the air that they'll catch you.
That's right, yeah. And then you just think, my God, what must have it been like for the kids? They totally, probably destroyed these kids' lives. And so that's another one on top of it.
Harold Pinter, in his later years, when he would see talk to the actors before revivals, he famously said to Toby Stevens, before a revival of Betrayal, look, just ignore all those pauses, because people have got carried away with this and they've become obsessed with the Pinter pause. Yeah. And he actually said in an interview I did with him that he wished he'd never typed the word pause.
Really?
Yeah, because people have become obsessed. In this production, some of them you go over quite quickly. Now, I don't want to make yourself conscious, because I thought it was the right decision, but you take one, it's not a pause, it's a silence, actually, in the script, but you take one of the longest I've ever seen
in
a Harold Pinter production. It's before, but I think it's one of the great lines, when they're splitting up, Emma says to Jerry, you know, do we still love each other? And then he says this fantastic line.
I don't think that we don't love each other.
It's one of the great lines in modern drama,
but
you take, and I think it's right, you take an enormous pause before that, because he's cornered, isn't he?
Yes.
He's got to somehow come up with an answer to this line.
Yes, and he comes up with a terrible answer, and I think it's the nail in his coffin, isn't it? I mean, the silences, I think, are important. I think he's put them there for a reason. But I think it's such a perfect play. There's no fat on it at all.
What Harold Pinter said was that he thought the pauses, that they had to be earned. Now, that's an example of an earned pause, that he didn't... He said some actors in later productions would just stop dead and then start again.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas it has to, which is a good example, that I don't think we don't love each other, that there has to be a reason why they're not talking.
Oh, absolutely. I think all they are is an indication that something happens. Something happens. I mean, the silences, I think, are when nobody can think of anything to say, anything at all. And the pauses are something happening, that's all. I mean, you can take them, you can ignore them, I think. But we try and keep them in, because it's a very short play. And if you do stick to it, and you obviously don't just stop and wait and then do something else, if you put something in there and do stick to it, then it works perfectly, I think.